Memories of the Vietnam War are still painful, but for commentator Wendy Erd, an American writer in Vietnam, she has found friendship with some former enemies.
Every day, I pry myself out of bed at 5:30 and hurry down Chan Hung Dao Street, a sleepy quarter in Hanoi with old French villas and shade trees. I catch up with Grandmother Mai, and hand in hand, we cross the street to the Flying Dragon Club. Behind the old clubhouse with its curved roof and carved wooden pillars, 30 elders are already swinging into limberness, rolling heads, pushing acupressure points, pivoting hips. I take my place in one of three long lines, just as Grandmother Dian's scratchy boombox calls out, "Mot, hai, ba, one, two, three." Grandmothers to my left drop easily into deep squats. 20 years they're younger, I wobble and sweat. Then blood stirring, bodies limbered, we begin the ancient Chinese discipline of Tai Kuk Quyen. My 76-year-old friend, Lei Fung, turns his left palm up to match his right palm. "Wendy, balance your hands like this." One hand gestures at the blooming frangipani tree above us. The other tilts down to the courtyard. "To be healthy, you must find this balance, like nature does, in night and day, man and woman." To myself, I add, east and west. In Hanoi's sultry, nearly summer air, what balances between Lei Fung and I is a sweet young friendship and our shared history as a middle-aged American and an elderly Vietnamese. These flying dragons are retired foreign ministers, ranking members of the National Liberation Front, former leaders of the youth brigades. At my age, they were battling my country, or hiding from air attacks with their children in the countryside. It's difficult to imagine now, as one grandmother cools me with the flutter of wind from her paper fan. The music slows to a lyrical river. We sink into ourselves. The wakening world of Hanoi fades into silhouette as my focus shifts inward, my fidgets and fumbles melt away. As one body with individual centers, we form a coordinated universe, our raised arms fluid silk as we turn in slow motion, push and then pull the humid air, threading the needle, caressing the peacock's tail, leaping the clouds. The movements prolong life, clear the mind, untrouble the heart. The sun glitters above Lei Fung and I as we walk home arm in arm. He cuts me brilliant flowers from his garden. We lean into each other's stories over thimble-sized cups of green tea. Our friendship blossoms in a Vietnam with so much more than painful memories to share. In one hand we hold our impossible past, and in the other this new beginning, where each day we practice the healing art of harmony and balance.
The comments of Wendy Erd, who divides her time between Hanoi and Homer, Alaska.